Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Monday Morning Coffee with Josh. And today I'll be drinking my nice homemade cold brew. Smooth and light, delicious and potent. If you don't know, cold brew is essentially a way where you take twice as many beans as you would do for a regular cup of coffee and then wait for it to be ready 12 to 24 hours later. Is it worth it? I don't know, but it sure is stylish to do. One of the things I did discover this year while rereading my instructions for my cold brew maker is you are supposed to actually water it down a little bit. So since it is a more potent, strong coffee, you're actually supposed to go one third cold brew to two third cup of water. That made it great because now I have to make cold brew only every other day instead of every day, and it takes about 14 scoops of beans, which is quite a bit. That's my cold brew rant for today. Well, I just like to adjust around the camera, keep you guys excited, locked in. Today I want to talk about the idea of the stories we tell ourselves. And this is from a talk that I heard a couple weeks ago, and mostly about negative self-talk, but what we tell ourselves on a day-to-day basis does affect our outcome, our motivation, and what we do. When working with a client, they might say one negative thing about themselves, but throughout that day, there might be a lot of other negative things that are going on about oneself. So one, about what you feel about your adequacy in performing a certain task, or about how you feel about or perceive yourself in the mirror, or your capabilities of doing things. I did a talk on injuries recently, and a lot of people will call things like, oh, that's my bad shoulder, or that's my bad knee. And these are stories we tell ourselves. Yeah, it might have been injured at one point, but by telling yourself over and over again, you'll start favoring it or stop using it as much, which will cause other problems. So we'll start to believe things that we say about ourselves. And there can be many layers to this. So what you do tell yourself each and every day does indeed actually matter. And there's a couple of different ways that we kind of talk to ourselves. Took a couple notes so I could remember. One of them is the idea of overgeneralization or arbitrary inferences. And it's essentially the idea of one piece of information leads to a much grander thing. So this could be you go into an office and you hear some people maybe whispering, or somebody tells you one thing and you just expound on it like, oh, because they said that about me or said that to me, they must think this, this, and this. Where I was like, that was just one piece of information and one side of it, and you got to look at the whole picture. So that was too little information to make that much of an assumption, which we do quite frequently. I'm not as often on that one, but definitely mental reading is another one. So the idea of based off this person's tone or facial expressions, you might read into, oh, that person's angry, hates me, or thinking less about yourself, which it's not really that great of an idea. The other one I like is the idea of catastrophizing. A situation happens to you, and it's now the end of the world. I do that all the time, especially for a new situation. You think the worst possible situation, the worst thing is going to happen. And very rarely does that happen, but you get so worked up over it that it may prevent you from actually doing it or performing at your abilities. If you just had a little more positive self-talk and took yourself out of the irrational state and said, look, it's very, very unlikely to happen. I'd say this is a very common one. And then the other one is emotional reasoning. So is it actually a logical thing you're thinking, or is it emotional based? And again, with our dealing with a lot of negative self-talk in our heads, it's very emotional, and very little of it is actually grounded in reality. Now, of course, some of it is. You can't just say that all your feelings that you feel are all the things you're picking up from people and their faces and their tone, but you also don't know their story. Maybe their tone came off a little more harsh towards you because they're dealing with something in their life and they just weren't in the moment able to control it, and it seemed like it came out towards you. So there's a lot of different negative self-talk. The big picture takeaway from this is be aware of it. try to incorporate more positive self-talk. What I like to do is have a gratitude journal or a thankful journal to remind me of positive things. And just remind yourself, wait, is this an emotional thought or is this actually grounded in reality? Because a lot of times you take in a little bit of information, just kind of run with it, and it can really be very hard for you to overcome that. So thank you guys for watching. If you have any questions or comments, please leave them down below. And you can always find me at joshwilliamsfitness.com or reach out to me through comment or at my email, josh@joshwilliamsfitness.com. You guys have a wonderful day, and I will see you soon.